This is Akashvani, the news read by Anita Anand. The Bharatiya Janata Party, BJP, has registered a massive victory in the Delhi Assembly elections, returning to power after 27 years by defeating the incumbent Aam Aadmi Party up yesterday. The BJP has won 48 seats in the 70-member Legislative Assembly and set to form the government in the national capital. The AAP bagged 22 seats while the Congress failed to open its account. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said that Delhi Assembly poll results are indicative of the trust the country has in the BJP's double-engine government. Addressing the BJP workers at party headquarters in New Delhi yesterday, Mr. Modi thanked Delhiites for deposing their trust in the party to take the national capital to newer heights. The Prime Minister further said that Delhi will get world-class urban infrastructure now.
Urbanization, garibon ko, vanchiton ko, sasakt karne ka bhi ek madhyam hai. Delhi, Bharat ka gateway hai, aur isliye इसे देश का सर्वश्रेष्ठ अर्बन इंफ्रास्ट्रक्चर मिलना ही चाहिए.
The Prime Minister pledged that every promise made to Nari Shakti will be fulfilled and added that women voters have become BJP's shield. Mr. Modi emphasized that the NDA means good governance and development. The Ministry of Defence has signed a contract with Bharat Electronics Limited for procurement of 28 EON 51 systems for 11 new generation offshore patrol vessels and 3 cadet training ships for the Indian Navy. The contract will cost over 642 crore rupees. EON 51 is an electro-optical fire control system which provides search, detection and classification of targets using electro-optical and thermal imagers devices. This move will help generate employment opportunities over a period of 3 years and encourage active participation of various Indian industries, including MSMEs. Tripura government has signed a memorandum of understanding MOUs worth 3,700 crore rupees with 87 private investors in education, healthcare, agriculture and IT sectors in the two-day destination Tripura business conclave that concluded in Agartala yesterday. Talking to media, Chief Minister Dr. Manik Saha said that the state government is actively working to attract private sector companies from the country and abroad to invest in the state. In Jammu and Kashmir, the army on Friday foiled a major infiltration attempt on the line of control LOC in Kerry sector of Rajouri district after a brief shootout. Akashvani Jammu correspondent reports that after infiltration bid, the army has launched massive search operations in the area to track down the terrorists. More details are awaited. Paris is said to become the global hub for artificial intelligence governance as world leaders, industry pioneers and researchers gather for the two-day AI Action Summit 2025 starting tomorrow. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will depart for Paris tomorrow to co-chair the summit alongside French President Emmanuel Macron. Our correspondent reports that the event aims to shape global AI policies, ensuring innovation aligns with ethical responsibility. Lebanon has formed its first full-fledged government since 2022, ending a prolonged deadlock with Nawaf Salam assuming the role of Prime Minister. President Joseph Aoun confirmed in a statement that he accepted the resignation of the previous caretaker government and signed a decree appointing Prime Minister Salam's new administration. In Mexico, at least 41 people lost their lives in a tragic accident yesterday when a bus collided with a truck near the small city of Azcárcega in southern Mexico. The Tabasco state government confirmed the death toll in a statement, noting that recovery efforts were ongoing, including the identification of those killed. In men's cricket, India will face England in the second of the three-match ODI series at the Barabati Stadium in Cuttack this afternoon. The match is scheduled to begin at 1:30 p.m. In Mumbai Open Tennis Tournament, the Indian Dutch duo of Prarthana Thombare and Ariane Hartono will take on the Russian pair of Amina Anchba and Elena Pradgina in the women's doubles finals today. The match is scheduled to start at 5 p.m. And that is the end of this news bulletin.